Hi, my name is David Milroy. I'm the lead pastor of New Albany Presbyterian Church. Thank you for watching this message on YouTube or listening to it on our podcast. I hope it blesses you, and also want to humbly remind you that listening to this message is not a replacement for being involved in a local church. So if you are geographically close to NAPC, we would love for you to come worship with us in person if you are able. And if you are not close, then we would love for you to find a local church close to you. It's Bible-believing, Christ-exalting, and to get engaged in that church. Lastly, if this message does bless you, it would be great if you liked it, or even better, subscribe to our channel.
Stretch out like we are. come over, that we don't expect to come and we have to accept that we about this incredible adventure, this stress that they want to go on. Where the people Exodus before this terrible, incredibly large and fierce dragon came and killed most of the world. God laid upon all of the treasure that used to be there for them to go, and he even burdened it to go with them. And here not to leave himself the river that is Lord Jordan. And Bill goes, well, I'm not a burglar, I don't do anything like that today. The Lord, they don't believe in Jacob. They just think it's true. God has helped them. And so there's a little part of the world that he wants to see the exception, but somehow he finds himself going on this journey with his Lord. And he is very obviously dead weight in the beginning. He doesn't know anything about it. He thinks that he's in the cold, and he can't have touched the country realms. And actually, that's for him. Over and over, he has this regret, this desire to be become. He says that body, verbal, and everything is worth it. I remember at home in my nice bowl on fire with a kettle just to get into the city. And then there's not the last time I did this stuff. Over and over, and he goes long pages, and one time, this forest has no good, it's certainly dark forest, we don't have any of these, it's all right, to get separate, and towards all the forest and one another, and blow up the net. And he was very handsome, he was black, and he lay down, and he rested in his skin all the time. And he wouldn't come to harm this, and he told us, especially in the sun of the rest of him, it's all around the building, and somehow he managed to get one hand free, and take on his board, and he leaves the board as well, and he feels like he's not this level. And he finally sticks the sword into the temple and kills him and falls down and he has to make him. And when he wakes up, the doctor is still there and he still conquered the spider. This is where I say, to a friend of mine, the king of the dark spider told him by himself and died without the help of a wizard or a dwarf or anyone else, made no difference in his existence. He felt a different person, a much fiercer than Logan. The issues exactly because the experience in me from his entire life, he grows and courage, and he wants to find the words of him, and captured by all the acts and spiders, the things that are going to become a single-handedly safe from the ingenuity of courage and fierceness. But they, as he carried it on, the dwarf began to look at him from the edges. And he becomes this incredible leader that has come. He grew far beyond what he ever could have accomplished when he were next to him in the world of the world. This never would have happened apart from the text in the middle of the world without that holding his money to be called. Courage often lacks more than authenticity, culture, design, and business. And when we're in this structure, this book of Acts is called Outward, and we're looking at how the message of the gospel continues to go outward. We have to hold the message of the eyewitnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, and Samaria, and in the nations of the earth. We're still in Jerusalem right now. But there is courage that has to be exhibited by the apostles being called forth by the circumstances. And we are going to see you this morning that if you are going to face persecution, the apostles exhibit tremendous courage and demand. And so he helps them with the very, very hard things that they are called upon to do. And God being encouraging to us. We are called to be part of this community. And and dreams might be comforting for us, will be but the value of virtue is in you, the number of hurt will be in your success. Thankfully, God gives us everything that we need, in the moment that we need it, if we are good. Father, we thank you for your love, mercy, and grace, and thank you for this incredible life you gave us, the wonderful life before we are just before you, and we want to make it come. We want to be the control of our comfort and justice. We are grateful for comfort and justice, but we certainly don't want to be to look at the world and see in your comforts normal that you live in the living room. We need to explore your power and energy. We can never see its safety and consistency in ways that we love that we are simply a mere humble apostles, but that you call us to live faithfully in the great. government, nor power, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Months that they are told to go and preach them. And what do they do? Well, to take verse 21, when they heard this, they can repeat that for Gabriel and begin to deny that. You've been arrested for teaching. You get out of the prison. And the angels will go and keep doing it until it's different. They didn't see it. They came over, they went, and they come. And they killed about them. This is one of the things that we're here for, and that is this obedience to the new invention. We are called to obedience in Christ. We are here to exist in obedience, and God puts on all the things that we love us here, that we are supposed to be able to do. And that is something we are here to do. We are here to do that. We are supposed to do that. And today, for example, the new believers, there are probably needs in your life right now. If you follow after or during the second communion, you are meditating on the love of God and this house with the Spirit, which means you can put yourself in the top of the left where you've been eating and you're told to read this. And it's not too much to do so. But we also know that in our life, there's also a good thing in our life. And maybe the school that you I'm not saying anybody has, and I would say it's never been done. For us, last Sunday, a brother passed in front of the church, and he asked me a lesson to the parents. He said that he got one of the lessons. He did the discussion with him. And I was this
one Thank you.